Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Which new driver is best for your game? Who makes the best golf gear? Where should you take your next golf vacation? Which local course should you get to know better? This is the Business of Golf, every week on Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
8:31 here this morning, Golf in the Northwest, Center and Saint to follow us at 9 o'clock. And then Yankees, Red Sox, some baseball for you here this afternoon, 4 o'clock tomorrow. Right here on The Fan, it'll be game two of the NBA Finals, and we'll see how the Thunder respond after having it stolen from them by the Pacers in game one. That'll be at 4 o'clock as well, your weekend here on The Fan. But right now, it's the business of golf. Very pleased to be welcoming back to the program the Director of Player Development out at Oswego Lake Country Club, coming off his performance at the Oregon the OPGA Callaway Invitational, where he was the low professional with a 2 under 140, 73 and 67 in the final round, making up some distance there. Scott Erdman joining us here. Good morning, Scott. How are things over there in my old stomping grounds there in Lake Oswego?
Everything's great. Beautiful morning. Busy day in the lesson tee. Yeah, good morning.
Well, that's good. I'm sure the tee sheet is full, probably earlier than later. But you have been playing well on the series this year. I don't know where this moved you up to. I think you were in the top five going into this in terms of the player of the year.
You know, I have not looked. I wouldn't think so. It doesn't feel like it's been a great year, so it was nice to have a good tournament. Kind of turn things around a little bit.
Always a good. Yeah, out at Arrowhead and Mullala, and I know everybody's getting ready for the Oregon Open at Aspen Lakes next week. As far as for the club professionals, I don't think people realize, you know, and we've tried to highlight that on the show here over the years, just how much you have going on, especially at this time of the year, if you are, you know, depending on which piece of it, if it's more the instruction as it is for you, or if you're the head pro and now it's tournament season, whether it's club tournaments and whether it's charitable events, all of those stuff going on, making sure the courses and you're working with your superintendents and your greens committees to make sure everything is dialed in. How hard is it to keep your game up to snuff at this time of the year?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's it can be a challenge. I mean, in my case, you know, I'm a teacher, so I can kind of control my schedule a little bit. But it really just comes down to, I guess, just prioritizing, you know. But it just depends on what's going on in your life, you know. If you got young kids and you're driving to sports and working at the club and, you know, a busy tee sheet or a busy lesson schedule, it can be tough. But it's, as I get a little bit older, it gets probably a little bit easier. But it's a challenge.
Well, looking at it, I found it. You were fifth after last week in the player of the year thing. So those results should help you. Moving into thing, everybody was chasing Chad Fribley out there at Persimmon. As it relates, though, to player development going on, I know OLCC has a lot of junior programs, and with school ending, I believe, next week for most of the districts in the area, what is kind of the key now where you'll see a lot of youth at all levels wanting parents wanting them to be active, and if golf is where they want to go, What are some of the things that are coming up, not only there, obviously, you know, for members, but other ways to get kids involved at all levels, whether they're being introduced to the game or whether they've been playing for a while and want to get more competitive?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many opportunities now. I think, you know, you kind of rewind back 10 years or so, and, you know, there wasn't a lot. You know, clubs would have maybe a summer junior camp that might be a couple days or a week, and that was really about it. And there's so many player development programs now that are out there, whether it's, you know, an Operation 36 or PGA Junior League. Just about every club has something, and they're long-term player development programs, which is great. So, you know, the kids don't just get a taste of it, and then they're back to their other sports. You know, there's opportunities year-round, not just in the summertime. And I think, you know, a lot of clubs in the area, you know, kind of subscribe to one of those kind of platforms, whether it be PGA Junior League, where you're on a team and you're playing against other clubs, or if you're at a facility that uses Operation 36, where you have weekly matches and you know, classes every week where you're working on all your skills. There's a lot to be offered, and you know, we have a really big program here. We have about 80 kids that come in a week for about 7 months out of the year, where we kind of offer our programs, and it's go, go, go.
What's for parents, what's the key to finding the right program? Obviously, you know, some of it's age specific, you know, high school kids obviously being different from, you know, grade school kids, but what's the key to finding the right fit, whether it's a junior league team, whether it's something that's a little bit more intensive, how much individual versus kind of group or competitive sorts of environments to make sure that, one, they're having fun, and two, they're developing?
Yeah, well, I think you just said it right there, that they're having fun. You know, again, back, you know, 10 years ago or so, you know, you had your summer junior camps, and, you know, it's really just heavy on instruction, or that certainly could be the case if you're doing private lessons, which is great for some kids, but certainly not for all, and not for most. It needs to be kind of gamified, and I think that's what, you know, Operation 36 has done, is they really kind of gamified that the learning aspect of the game. And so when it comes to, like, you know, trying to find, you know, which is the best facility for you, I'd say it's, you know, somebody that has, you know, someone's been doing it for a while, but also offers long-term programming. So, you know, if your kids end up liking it, they have that opportunity to kind of stay learning. And it's just not like a, you know, a couple day thing or a week long thing, that they have that opportunity to kind of grow with that coach. And you know, I think the big thing is, just like you said, it's that fun. You gotta make sure the kids are having fun.
Scott Erdman is the director of instruction out at Oswego Lake Country Club. How much do you go back to your introduction into golf? I know you mentioned Tom Carey helped you kind of get introduced to it as something you want to be involved in as a regular sport, not just, you know, an activity or something to do for fun on a random Saturday or Sunday. But how much do you go back to what were the keys that instilled it and sparked the passion for you to try to bring to instruction now?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned Tom. I hadn't seen him for a long time. I just saw him at the Callaway the other day, so it was great catching up with him. And certainly brings back, you know, a ton of memories, because without growing up with his son and, you know, that introduction to the game, I probably wouldn't have had, at least not at that level, where that was my, you know, first job, was working at a driving range and being around golf professionals. You know, I learned pretty young, high school for sure. You know, when I was done, I went to a golf academy or golf college. And I just couldn't think of anything else I wanted to do more than be around the game and teach the game. So, yeah, great memories of that. And then also, you know, my family, you know, my dad and my two brothers are all golfers, and we probably all learned about the same time. No one person was kind of, you know, playing more. I think we all kind of kind of started the game together, and everybody became a pretty good golfer that we still get out today.
Well, and now we're getting into the season, both for the, you know, junior players, as well as everybody. Clubs are having their club championships. They're doing their U.S. Open style events. when you're working, giving instruction, whether it's juniors, whether it's, you know, your other members, what are things as you're gearing up to play more in competitive style and tournament things that you tend to focus the instruction on rather than maybe rebuilding a swing or a stance or, you know, ground up sort of stuff to helping them go out and compete and score?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about helping a student as they kind of go into tournament season.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah. I think each person's going to be a little bit different, kind of their wants and needs, and obviously that's where the professional kind of jumps in and you know, kind of maybe holds them back sometimes from blowing things up and starting over, which, you know, golfers, we're kind of a funny bunch. We kind of want to do that at times. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a back and forth. You know, you just kind of have to weigh out the positives and negatives of making changes and what that means and what that could look like and how long it could take to change a pattern, which can sometimes take a long time. But, yeah, I don't know that I have an exact philosophy other than, you know, I'm going to, you know, proceed with caution when it comes to making changes when it's tournament time. It's really more, I think, about having you know, purposeful practice that, you know, you're kind of, you're paying attention to your weaknesses and you're working on those in a way that's kind of measured, than just kind of going out and beating balls. I think that's what, you know, there's a problem that golfers get into is just, you know, dropping a bucket of balls and hitting, yeah, you know, 107 irons.
Chatting here with Scott Erdman, yeah, the director of player development out there at Oswego Lake Country Club. And the other thing now is obviously conditions. The weather here in the Pacific Northwest has been as good as anywhere in the country through spring. It has been gradual. It's been drier than it's been without being extremely hot. Courses seemingly are as well prepared and maintained for the summer as we've seen them in the last number of years. But now it's going to get hot. Now everything's going to get firm and fast, those greens, and you're going to have to change kind of your approach a little bit. We're going to see it at the U.S. Open, you know, landing things short, not getting maybe as much spin. How do you go adjusting your game or when you're on the tee working out, you know, your distances, those sorts of things, to managing courses now that things are going to get firm and fast?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest kind of differences you see between maybe amateur golf and professional golf. I mean, it's just having those experiences where you've seen it. You know kind of how it reacts. We certainly had some of that at Arrowhead where, you know, it gets really bouncy and you get in the rough and it's really hard to kind of stop. You know, I think this time of year, one of the things that I think a lot of people kind of misunderstand is a lot of times when you're in the rough, the ball goes further. It doesn't go shorter. And that's because you're not getting any spin. So you get into the rough and in the summertime and it's bouncy. That ball comes out. Sometimes it comes out with no spin, so it flies further. But then when it lands, it really bounces out. So it's definitely a feel thing. It's a hard thing to kind of I don't know if I'd say measure, but it's just definitely something from experience. You kind of are able to kind of gauge those things, but it also, it's kind of like reading greens. You're kind of guessing, but it's from your experiences allow you to kind of, you know, make your best educated guess, I suppose.
Well, what's I know you guys have a lot of summer programs there going on, and but what's next for you out at the Oregon Open? And I know you keep. When do you start in working through your qualification process for the next PGA? I know I think you did that. Didn't you qualify for one not that long ago, if my memory serves?
I wish it wasn't that long ago, but it was 2011. Yeah, 2011, okay. Qualified for the Atlanta, and Keegan Bradley won.
That's right. So when do you start that process? Because I know you guys have to start with local qualifiers fairly early in the spring when they moved that PGA championship up to May, changed the calendar. Obviously it changed your qualification process.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Correct, yeah. It changes the national qualifier, but the sectional qualifier for us is still the same. So that's September, and that's going to be at Canyon River in just outside of Missoula, Montana, which that's where I qualified to go to nationals. They got me to Atlanta, so hoping that goes well.
There you go.
And yeah, ways away.
Ways away. September. Still a lot to get through this summer.
Yeah.
For people that are interested finding out more about some of the development programs, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
The best way, well, as far as player development programs, I'm limited to just working with students here at the club. Going to, you know, the PGA websites, looking up PGA Junior League, going to Operation 36, they have one of those search bars kind of where you plug in your zip code and you'll be able to find the closest coach near you.
Well, there
but I'm also a resource. If somebody needs help, I'm happy to talk to them.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
No, we appreciate it. Congratulations on the play so far this year. You're playing better than you think, which is normally the case for a lot of golfers who focus on where things aren't working rather than what is working. Scott Erdman, Director of Instruction out at Oswego Lake Country Club. Best of luck on the rest of the play this summer, and we look forward to talking with you down the road in the future.
Appreciate having me on.
There you go, Scott Erdman out there at OLCC. We'll come back. We will look at the odds for the U.S. Open next week at Oakmont. We'll get Big Will Betts to weigh in some of the factors that will determine where you might see a little bit of value as we get ready for U.S. Open next week. It's Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.